This is tape two. Of the interview with informant Nathan. That's correct. And the interviewer is Charles. We'll be picking up with question 34-9.
Before you started working
there. Well, I'd done it before when I was overseas.
But it is different.
Yeah, it is.
Quite a bit.
When I was overseas, Evelyn and I used to send letters back and forth on cassette tapes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first time we ever used them.
Well, it's about as cheap as writing if it keeps going up on us.
It is.
Postage and whatever.
Especially from overseas, sending cassette tape back it was.
But if you've done it in the heat where I was in South Pacific, though, you might tape might stick on you.
I was on Guam.
Well, didn't you have trouble there, or did you send them back and see it? You having trouble with them sticking?
No, they were in the cassette things, as you know already. So.
Well, we had time with our films and so forth, our cameras when I was down.
Is that right?
I got very few films. I got so disheartened that I just stopped taking pictures.
Hmm. And you were, did you say you were on Okinawa?
No, I was on Guadalcanal, Fiji Island, New Hebrides, and Philippines.
That's no further away from the equator than Guam, I don't think.
No, it's a little bit further down.
But I wouldn't have thought it would have been any hotter. Maybe
did the Palawas get you when you crossed the equator?
I don't think we didn't cross the equator. Guam's northern hemisphere.
Yeah, well, I crossed the Sula Fiji and the Fossa Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
Across the equator, 4th of July. It's successful. It'd be the 4th of July on one side. And when you get on the other, of course, over there. So then you pick the day up when you came back.
Yeah, I've done.
30 months later, I picked mine.
The only places up there were Guam and Thailand. I never stopped in the Philippines. I've been to Okinawa. Back to this, what do you call a male
sheep? That's the lamb, I believe. He's an old man.
And that's it then. What do you call a female sheep?
That's a ewe.
What do they raise sheep for?
For the wool, it was the first thing, and then they raise it for food. They use them for food then, but now it's mostly food. Right.
Mutton, you say? Do you have any distinction in the food based on the animal?
Really, I don't know about it.
What do you call a male hog?
Oh, that's your boy.
And once again, do you know of any special words that women might use or use in the presence of women?
No, I've never heard it used before.
What would you call a male that's been altered?
There is a name for them, but I forgot what to do.
Okay.
I think they call them bars. That's what they call them.
Okay. Little one, speaking of hogs again, a little one.
It's a pig.
And when it's a little older, it's called what?
Shoke.
When they're grown, they're called what?
They're called hogs.
How big must a pig get to be a shoke?
It has to be several months old. They usually around 75, 40, 50 pounds.
What's an unfemale hog called?